The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ho, ho, ho! I am feeling good today. What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not even close. Now, you guys know, every now and then, we have to take time, because I believe in life, we don't do it enough to appreciate those around us, and I am very, very proud of the brand that we started, the brand we're building, the community that you guys are helping us build, but also the talent that we have here at the Early Edge. And yesterday was a big day in our world. Maybe not in yours, but it was in ours. And I want you to understand the new host of Early Edge and Five, Amazing Grace Remington. Shout out to her. She took over the show yesterday, and they absolutely destroyed it. And she will be full-time. I'm going nowhere. But I've been telling you for months, we are growing. And a great leader once told me, sometimes to grow, you got to take a step back. And that's exactly what I am doing. Now, how did they do yesterday? Well, as a brand, we absolutely destroyed it. How about 9-1? Baseball across the board. NBA Finals, almost every single pick was dead on. You got more picks at Sportsline if you are a member. Use the promo code EARLY. You'll give it 30 days for free. Come and try out what everybody's talking about. Now, we do things differently here. 7 days a week. Haven't missed a day. Not one day since December of 2020. But a lot of things have changed since then. And when you get here, if you're having a bad day, if you just don't feel like yourself, that's what we're here for. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my favorite show of the week. We like to call it Big Pick Energy. Right. Oh, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, oh, everybody's feeling good today. Oh, look who we have. The absolute best crew in the entire business. The counselor is here. M squared is here. The sniper is here. And the man who named this day, named this show, the one and only Chip Patterson. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Castle. Good morning, Sniper. Good morning, M Square. Good morning, Snake. Good morning, Early Edge fam. Man, it feels good to get this weekend started off with you. We got Diamond Professional. We got Diamond College. We got so much more action all over the place. I'm fired up and excited to start breaking it down.
Clearly, Ramon is new to the brand because he says in the chat, come on, Mike, do a dance, bro. Ramon, must be your first day, big boy. Must be your first day. All right, we got a lot to get to. It's Big Pick Energy Friday, and clearly you know what that means. We're heading into the weekend. We want to get you set, locked and loaded, top to bottom, left to right. So here's what we're doing today, because there's like 8 days in between every single NBA Finals game. So we're not talking NBA Finals right now. We're talking about the dog of the day. Toronto, plus 115 in New York. The Angels on a long road trip right now in Houston. Got beat last night. Orioles plus 135 out here on the left coast in San Francisco. Orioles are underdogs as well. So, counselor, let's start with you. Dog of the day, who are we fading or following in your mind?
Well, I definitely think all these dogs are live, certainly. But I'm going to go with the Toronto Blue Jays. It's Bassett versus Verlander. I just trust the Toronto bats a little bit more. I think both of these pitchers are great for the record. So when it comes down to that, I just don't like how the Mets are swinging the bat. I like Toronto's potential way more than the Mets. So at a plus number, give me the Toronto Blue Jays.
All right, there's one for the Blue Jays. By the way, Burke Betts, one of the members of the crew, in the chat right now. If you have any questions for him, put them in there. He will answer them in real time. M squared. Are we fading or following who today?
Like Sia said, I think all three of these definitely have legitimate chances of winning these games. Look, if I went to the Angels, I would go first five. I'm going to go to the Orioles here, though. I like the price point, 135. I think it should be closer to 125 here. Look, Kremer on the mound, it's a negative park shift for him. That is great. Or it's a negative park shift in general for hitting. Great positive park shift for him individually. I think that he's someone that can benefit from that. I think this game is going to be a competitive game. You tend to get those games in San Francisco. Give me the Orioles here.
My man Michael says M squared is cold-blooded. That's why we love him. Yes, Michael, that's why he's on our team. Cold-blooded. Savage. So is this next man, Sniper. You're wearing the red and white. We're going the Midwest, Indiana. But none of these are Indiana teams. So where are you going?
Yeah, we don't have a Major League Baseball team, so that pretty much applies all the time. I don't love any of these. I ended up going with the Angels just because they've got Ohtani on the mound. I know it's versus Framber Valdez in Houston. Ohtani hit a 1.21 ERA versus the Astros last year. 3 runs in 7 innings this year and the one time he faced the Astros so far. So it's not the greatest. As M squared said, maybe first five would be better there. But if I have to pick one of these, I will go with the Angels just because Ohtani's on the mound and you can never really go wrong if you sprinkle a little bit on that.
And he is starting to heat up on the mound and also at the dish as well. Taylor says, making a double shot of espresso right now just to keep up. I feel you, Taylor. I feel you. Chip, talk to me.
Yeah, we're going with Ohtani and we're going with the Angels. I want no part of Verlander and I want no part of the O's because, as I have told y'all, no hashtag no go on the O's. It's a Raleigh, North Carolina thing. I can't see them. I don't bet them. We ride with the Angels.
See how you do that? Nice and tight. All the information, hashtag educate and entertain. Now, this is the last weekend for a lot of different leagues around the world, so you got to have a lot of information around the world. Later today, 1:15 p.m. Eastern time, yours truly will be where? I got a busy day, but I'll be here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Zach says, correction, Chip is the double shot of espresso on Fridays. Very good, Zach. Very, very good. Now, sometimes you can have a fun play. I know it's a dirty little secret that you can have fun in sports betting. It's allowed. So let's play. P words are always hard. Play, pick the prop. Kyle Schwarber, plus 200. Jorge Soler, the bucket special at plus 250. And Peter Alonso, plus 350. So, Sniper, let's start with you. Who is going yard today?
I just have all this information written down about Jorge Soler, but I was realizing that it's the first day of the college baseball regional and IU is playing, and that's why I wore my Indiana shirt. So I'm going to change gears and go with the Indiana man, Kyle Schwarber. The last time IU was in the College World Series, Schwarber was the best hitter on the team. So that's why he's my pick. And you know what? He's due to turn things around at the plate. He's hitting for an incredibly low average. He's facing a right-handed pitcher in Josiah Gray of the Nationals. So I'm on Schwarber.
I love gut picks. I love alumni picks. I love favorite team picks. M squared, what does the model tell you, though?
Kyle Schwarber is the man today. Look, you see this number at plus 200, and you're wondering, is this supposed to be Aaron Judge? No, it's because it is such a strong hitting environment today. Almost 90 degrees there. Road team, guaranteed ninth inning team at bat. You know all the things that we look for when we're taking player props in general here. But just great hitting conditions overall. Air density is low. Baseball should absolutely be flying. The only issue with Schwarber is he can draw some walks. That is the kind of the only issue. So he's a three true outcome guy. He's walking, he's striking out, or he is hitting one over the fence. He might do all three in the same game today.
That's very true. He really could. Did you listen, though? I'm telling you, you got to listen. When he says air density, start listening. The weather's very, 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 very important. A lot of people in the chat, they think Alonso is the play. While you're typing that in, we encourage you to do that. Take the chat down. Hit the like button for me. Put it right back up and keep on talking. It really, really helps the show grow. Counselor, who are you taking today?
Coach, you know we like to educate and entertain. I just think it's worthy of pointing out right now that a solar eclipse is when the moon passes between the earth and the sun, and a solar eclipse is when the baseball passes between the earth and the sun. We're going to see one today around 7:30, maybe another one at 8 o'clock. Make it a double. We got two shots of espresso. We got two home runs for Jorge Soler, plus 250. I like it.
I don't think it's a stretch to say we might have the, when it comes to sports betting shows, the highest IQ of any. I mean, I don't even think it's close. We got a genius. We've got the counselor. I'm telling you. And then we got Chip.
Yeah, cumulative, yes. Average, I apologize for whatever I'm doing to that right there. I mean, look, do I have permission, Coach? May I just go ahead and rip through this? Because I can tell you right now. Chris Bassett, last two starts, two home runs last time out, three home runs the time before that. 350 is a ridiculous number for the person who is leading the major leagues in home run. We go Pete Alonso.
By the way, there's only two people that have to ask permission, Chip, and you're not one of them.
Okay.
EC and Buckets, they have to ask permission to talk.
Well, as a Southern gentleman, I do like to make sure that I'm being welcomed onto the stage.
Your vocabulary is too much. All right. So I believe everybody has gone. So we, hey, pick the prop. We picked a dog of the day, but you're here for our picks. And as a reminder, if you're a Sportsline member, you get all of these picks, every last one of them, a full hour before the show airs. Every single day. Every single time. It might be worth it. Before we get to that, though, I told you, busy weekend, cross the board here.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
To the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
One game today. A few more tomorrow. Siri, I encourage you to follow Buckets on social media. He always has picks, especially from a lot of leagues that we don't even know are actual leagues. So that's why we have him here. All right. Now, we still have an afternoon wave at the Memorial. It's been very, very difficult. Some good scores today. Matthew Fitzpatrick, 5 under. Other guys are really, really struggling. Tip of the cap to Billy Horschel for standing in front of the cameras yesterday after an 84 as the defending champion. Raw emotion. It's what it's all about. See ya. We've got an afternoon wave. I need a three ball. Can you help me out?
I can help you out. Listen, golf is a tough game, by the way, and it can grab you and murder you immediately. And that's what's been happening to Billy Horschel. But it hasn't been happening to Mark Hubbard. I like him in a three ball. This one goes off at 136 Eastern Standard Time. It's Mark Hubbard at a pretty good plus number, plus 130 over Jason Duffner and Hayden Buckley. Now, this is one of those three balls where I kind of take one guy out of it. Jason Duffner has just not been good as of late. And by as of late, I mean the last couple of years. He really doesn't belong in a contest with Mark Hubbard. Hayden Buckley does, however, but this is not the course fit for Hayden Buckley. He was terrible yesterday. He's just not a good course fit for this course. Mark Hubbard, on the other hand, he's going to avoid the danger. He's going to keep it in the fairway. And oh, by the way, if you look at his strokes gain metrics from round one, they look pretty impressive. So Mark Hubbard at plus 130 is great value over what I believe to be a head-to-head matchup with Hayden Buckley, as opposed to this three ball that includes Jason Duffner. So take the value there. Speaking of value, people have been asking me, is it going to be PGA-CIA, especially on Thursdays and Fridays, PGA-CIA or MLB-CIA? Well, I'm going to give you some value in the PGA market and the MLB market. We're going right back to the first five, and I'm getting the Texas Rangers first five money line at a plus number. That's almost always going to be value, in my opinion. But here we have John Gray versus Luis Castillo. Castillo has been excellent lately, especially his last two games. He's piling up the strikeouts. But he also gives up some contact too. If you look at the last two games, he's been amazing. If you look at the few games before that, he's definitely given up some hits and some runs to some teams that are very good with the bat. Texas Rangers are among them, of course, but Boston, the Texas Rangers, Houston, those are the three games prior to the last two for Castillo. He gave up 19 hits and 12 runs. So Texas comes back. They're good against righties. I think they're going to dust up Castillo just enough to win this first five money line. And John Gray for Texas has been very good. I'm not afraid of the Seattle lineup, but good news for Gray is he's been very good, including his last time out against the Orioles, a very good hitting team. He gave up four hits, one earned run, 8 Ks against the Orioles over 7 innings. I think he can do much of the same against a much less intimidating Seattle Mariners lineup. So this is too really kind of insulting to me. I'm not saying this is a guaranteed win, but the idea that the Texas Rangers are a dog at home, really against anybody, but especially in a good pitching matchup, first five, I'm going to take that almost every time.
We have brand new fans every single day. And for those of you who are new, you need to understand he's got multiple personalities. But first five SIA is maybe the most dangerous of the SIAs. I'm just saying. Now, SIA, you know I'm just the messenger. You know, I just have to read what the chat writes sometimes, right? And they're bringing up a word called showdown and the golf showdown that we might have this week. Did you see how Scheffler shot yesterday or John Rahm? I didn't get a chance to look yet.
Well, listen, I'm not a part of that showdown. That's you and Patrick.
Okay. Did you happen to see Wyndham Clark yesterday, who you said was going to be awful?
Yes. Yes. Oh, he was very good.
Interesting. Interesting. It's all right. But I know it's only one day. So
just one day.
I'm just reading what I'm not saying anything. I'm saying what the chat is saying. I would never tout after one day. It's not my nature. All right. Well done, counselor. Well done. Now, yesterday, I love it when I'm out and about during the day and we cash early. We had the first five from Sia. We had the first five from Ali. And then a sweatless under. And it played out exactly as our resident genius M Squared said that it would. So, Mikey, if you don't mind, could I have another under today?
You could definitely have another under today, Coach. I know you really enjoy them here. We're headed to Miami. It's the Oakland A's. Good thing they don't score a lot of runs, huh? We're playing Oakland A's, Miami Marlins, under 9. You could still find this at Caesars. It's up to minus 120 now. Certainly expect this thing to still close at 8.5, though. Look, it's a travel spot for them cross-country, not going to help their already poor performance. But now they get a matchup with Cabrera, who I think that really is going to be able to limit this lineup. The A's rank dead last in Major League Baseball with a .279 weighted on base average. They're in another really poor hitting environment. You look at the weather conditions in Miami today, it's going to be raining. There are storms afternoon and late. Very, very, very unlikely to get a loop open situation here. I think this is going to be a great spot. He's going to be able to attack them with some of his pitches. He has a very unusual pitch arsenal. Typically, you see a lot of Major League Baseball pitchers throwing the fastball the most. He actually throws his changeup the most. It's a changeup, curveball, then fastball. Having all those things with some different movement, a great pitching environment overall, the travel factor. I think we're looking at limited runs here. If you want to isolate the A's team total under, I think that is okay. But I do like the under overall in this game. While the A's bullpen is terrible, These two teams offensively do not map to a total of 9. I have this game closer to 8, right at 7.9 in the Sims.
It feels like one of those 2-hour, 10-minute type of games in South Florida that we just look at the score on our phones and don't really watch. That's what this feels like tonight. But I'll watch at the pay window when we're all standing in line to cash this damn ticket. Now, our girl Rebecca, she's a savage. She's an absolute savage. She said a lot of golf left to play, coach. I get it. Maybe not for Scotty, though. Oh, savage. Savage. And then guzzle money. M squared landed me my first winner after going 0 for the century when I started gambling this year. Watched every day since. Guzzle money. That's what we're here for. That's what we do.
New guzzle people. Money.
We do guzzle money from the sports books. That's exactly right. All right. Now, you talk about multiple personalities. This next man has a few. We love them all. I personally love Miserable Matt the most, but maybe that's just me. So, Sniper, if you don't mind, sir, the floor is yours.
Okay. We're going to start in Minnesota. I'm going to go with the Twins on the money line there. A little bit of juice at 135, but I have it on good authority that the Guardians are really scared of tall pitchers, and Bailey Ober is 6'9". I just made that up. I just wanted to say he was 6'9". He actually threw 7 scoreless innings last time against the Guardians, and overall, the Guardians' offense is just terrible. Against right-handed starters this season, they're hitting .222 with a .289 on base percentage and .332 slugging. Guardian starter Aaron Civale has not really been good the past couple of years. He's only made 2 starts this year. His numbers look okay, but that's a really, really small sample. He had a 5.88 ERA on the road last year. The Twins torched him twice. The Guardians also, when they do get into the bullpen, their numbers don't look that bad, but nobody in Major League Baseball has blown more saves than the Guardians. So even if the starting pitching matchup doesn't work out the way I think it will, the Twins have a good chance to come back late, as they did last night, got the walk-off win. Plus, really, I just think the Twins are better. I think there's a lot of residue from last season where the Guardians started slow and then in late May got hot and they won the division going away. And a lot of people think that's the exact same team. I don't think it's the same team. So I think the Twins are much better this year. And I think they're going to continue to make that statement in this 4-game weekend series. So the Twins to win. Also, we're going to go to the marquee matchup in baseball this weekend. It's Yankees-Dodgers, and I've got 2 individual plays there. First, Mookie, my man Mookie Betts, over 0.5 runs. All he has to do is score once. He hits leadoff in front of a very powerful lineup, .365 on base percentage, with 26 runs scored in 27 games in May. So he scores almost once a game. We only need him to score once. Really good odds on that. He's seen Luis Severino a lot from his Red Sox days. So does J.D. Martinez. J.D. Martinez hit really well against Severino. He was hot in May. Freddie Freeman has a long hitting streak going. He's been as good as anybody in May. So you've got good potential to get Mookie on and have those guys continue their hot hitting ways to get him home. Also, speaking of hot hitting ways, Mr. Aaron Judge, all rise for the man. Over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs on plus money. Are you kidding me? You got to love that. Judge, since coming off the injured list in 21 games, he has 26 hits, including 12 home runs, 25 RBIs, and 23 runs. He's hitting .342 with an .882 slugging percentage, not OPS. That's just the slugging percentage component. Judge has gone nuts facing a lefty, Clayton Kershaw, who we know is great, but in Kershaw's last 5 starts, he has a 5.55 ERA. He's not going well. We know he's a little bit getting up there in years. He's had the back problems over the years. I love this matchup for Aaron Judge. Those are my plays for today. Hopefully I wasn't too miserable for you, Coach.
Not miserable enough, to be honest with you.
All right. That's what I should have said then.
I will say this, Sniper, I would love your feedback on this. When a player like an Aaron Judge plays against another, you said marquee matchup. I mean, yeah. This is as big as it gets. Don't you think players get a little bit extra up for weekend series like this?
Some do, and I think Judge is one of those guys who, when it's the spotlight, it gets a little – when the lights shine brightest, he shows up a little more. I mean, being a Yankee captain and being one of those guys who succeeded like he has for the Yankees, that kind of goes with the territory there.
I agree. Can't wait for it. Sure, we'll have picks all weekend long on the Dodgers hosting the Yankees this weekend. Now, it's also a big weekend in college. We just saw the Florida Gators. Shout out to our guy, Steve Scott, who's been on the early wedge. His Florida Gators win the national championship in golf. We're also about to do that in baseball. And there's a full weekend. And this is a sport that really only us do picks all season long. AB's all over it. So is Chip. So, Chip, we have arrived. It's time for you to give me a pick that I guarantee you I would never find on my own. You're up.
Listen, I am not going to claim the expertise that AB has in college baseball all through the season. But you know what I've got is I've got sources and resources, especially when two schools are playing within 30 miles of my front door. We're going to NC State and Campbell. We are going over 13.5. Let's start with the Fighting Camels. By the way, this is at 1 p.m. Eastern time, so go ahead and jump on this. Do not procrastinate. Okay. Campbell, number one nationally in runs per game at 9.8. Number one nationally in on-base percentage. 11th in the country in batting average. And I was talking to Darren Vaught, who calls a lot of college baseball for ESPN+. And one thing that he pointed out is that this is a 1-9 kind of lineup. And one of the games that he called, I heard him say that the ninth spot had 2 home runs. It's just, you never know where it's coming from. They build it up throughout. The only worry with Campbell, if you're looking at them overall, is how many runs are they going to give up? Now let's move on to NC State, because NC State had a very unique situation this season where some of the renovations to their stadium really ruined their preseason. And NC State manager Elliot Avent was discussing how for a roster that already had dozens of new faces, tons of turnover from last year, they really weren't able to get any kind of cohesion and build up. And that is so important to Avent's program. He says they're playing the best baseball of the season. Both these teams have ERAs outside of the top 25. I think we get runs on runs on runs on runs, and both these teams should be hungry because South Carolina is a vulnerable one seed. Whoever wins this first game, and anybody who's followed the regionals understands how important it is to not pick up that first loss in your very first game. I think we see two teams really looking to light it up. They're aggressive on the base running, and I think we get a lot of runs. So we go NC State Campbell over 13.5.
Man, do I love college baseball. Only in college baseball you get overs at 13.5, 14, yeah. 14.5. Or if a game's played in Mexico City, you get an 18 over. That was so ridiculous. Giant, wasn't it Giants and Padres?
Yep.
It was over 18. One of them hit, actually. All right. What a great show today. What a great job by the crew. Grab your paper. Grab your pencils. Here is the recap, courtesy of the Snake, always on the ones and the twos. The Counselor. Rangers first 5 money line plus 100. Then a 3-ball. Genius. Throw Jason Duffner, who hasn't been in contention since he won on this course 18 years ago. It was more like 10, but it feels like forever. So we'll go with Mark Hubbard over Hayden Buckley and Jason Huffer plus 130. Then M squared, another under today. We're going to go to South Florida. The A's and the Marlins under 9 minus 115. Then Chip, he's all over college baseball today. NC State Campbell over 13.5. Then the Sniper. One straight play, 2 props. Twins, money line, minus 135. You heard all the reasons why. And Mookie Betts, over a half a run. All he's got to do is score 1 run. And in this series, boy, the stars are going to shine. Just like Aaron Judge, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at plus money. A Sniper said, what? Plus money? Do not forget, early edge in 5 today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. More best bets. Amazing Grace and the crew, Frick and Frack, are always there. Actually, I don't think EC's on the show today. So only Frick will be there today. All right. We love doing this for you. Hopefully you guys enjoy it too. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. The summer is starting. Kids are out of school. So be safe. Pay it forward. And we really, really value you at home. And the fact that you take the time to join us every single day and grow this brand to what it is and what it's going to be. So with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Big Pick Energy Friday picks straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lobo, Counselor, M Squared, Chip, Sniper, and the Snake always behind the scenes on the ones and the twos. I am simply the coach trying to keep this brand on the track. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about right here. Have a great weekend at the Early Edge.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount+ with Showtime plan.